Welcome to The Big Day, the ultimate life coaching resource for all eight areas of your life. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
Oh, good morning. My name is Robert Whipple, and boy, oh boy, do we have a show for you today. In fact, I would say it's not even a show. I would say it's going to be classes in session. It's your coaching session. And we're going to talk about 27 ways to take your life back. And that is about as the best way, or the most sexiest way I can say it. I mean, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about you, the listener, how to take your life and actually do something with it. Take it back. Well, good morning, DFW Metroplex. Good morning, America. We're speaking live this morning from the beautiful KLIF studios in Victory Plaza. My name is Robert Whipple. I am an entrepreneur, and I have the privilege of working with Southern Painting, one of the most successful painting companies, I believe, in America. I'm also the author of the best-selling book, The Big Day. I am your host of The Big Day, and it's a platform to discuss life-changing topics. My co-host in classroom today is Ms. Whipple, Nurse Nancy, my second best friend for over 45 years. Good morning, Ms. Whipple.
Good morning.
So we had a good Easter this last week, didn't we? I mean,
it was awesome. Yes.
We had our home team come to church. We got them all together at church. Yes, that was amazing.
That was amazing. We took up almost 1.5 rolls.
And then we had brunch at the house.
Yes.
And some of the best food I've ever had. I mean, that was good. I mean, that, you know.
It was
you,
a lot of food, yes.
Yeah, and so, I mean, that was just kind of like an appointment we had with ourselves. An appointment to go to church, an appointment to bring our home team together. See, and one of the things that we're going to talk about this morning, and I think this is something that's going to be somewhat intriguing to everyone, is we're going to talk about how to have a great life. Now, we opened it up with 27 ways to take your life back, but I want to spin it to the point of, you know, you're not meant to live life miserably. You're meant to do something with your life today. I mean, if you really think about it, Nancy. And that's why we're going to talk about time management. And I think if you say to me, Mr. Whipple, what is one of your most favorite subjects to talk about? It's time management, because I'm always working on myself. Well, I mean, this is what we're going to be talking about. Love it. Absolutely love it. And before we get started, though, I do want to talk about the last several weeks. And I was talking with Dan this morning, and we were talking about the topics that we've had for the last several weeks. And in fact, I've had several people compliment how much they've really enjoyed the information that we've covered. I would say the information we have had over the last several shows have been life-changing. And I'm not just saying that, but I mean, if you go back and really listen to them. So that's the question. How do I do that, Mr. Whipple? I'm going to say it's real simple. Go to our website. It's www.readyforthebigday.com and listen. And I think you yourself will be amazed at the good information that you can receive, even though we called it the chat room. It's more like a teaching session. It's kind of like, what can we learn about life and relevant topics? We talked about race. We talked about goal setting. We talked about adoption. We talked about making money, the best way to make money, which is one of my favorite subjects as well. So very, very interesting. I like that. So again, as I said earlier, we're going to change directions this morning, and class will be in session. I'm going to give you a promise before we get started, and that is, if you will diligently listen for the next hour, this is to everyone out there in the sound of my voice. If you will diligently listen for the next hour, I promise you, I believe your life will be changed. So I have three assignments for you before we get started. Just three. Number one, just listen. Don't take notes. Typically, I like you to take notes, but this morning, I want you to listen. Number two, next week, go to our website, again, www.readyforthebigday.com, and listen to the class very slowly. Then take notes. that's when you're going to see real change begin. And as you go to work on yourself, the inside, then that's where you're going to see the outside manifestation of things start to appear in your life. And then number three, without trying to, and I almost hesitate to do this, Nancy. I mean, I really do. But without trying to sound like an infomercial, I'm going to recommend that you go to Amazon and look up Robert Whipple, The Big Day, and purchase the book. And I'm also saying I'm so convinced that that this book will change your life that I'm going to do something I haven't done before. And that is I'm going to give away 10 copies of our electronic version to our first 10 listeners. So don't call. Please don't call. But what I want you to do is go to the website, www.readyforthebigday.com, sign up, and for our first 10 listeners, Heather Lester, she'll be sure that you get a copy, complimentary, no charge. And I like that. So
that's a great deal.
It's a, well, and you know, it sounds like I'm trying to sell something. It sounds like that, Mr. Whipple, you're trying to, you know, like sell your book. And obviously I'm not going to object to that, but I think it is life changing. And in fact, the title of it, and I'm just looking at a copy of it right here, is The How-To Guide for Creating a Culture of Physically, Mentally, Emotionally, and Spiritually Successful Leaders. And we talk a lot about time management in there. Now, I would like to take that, and it would take us weeks, literally months, to cover all the different subjects about just time management in the book. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. So class is now officially in session. We're here. We're ready to rock and roll. And I'm going to be your coach. I'm going to coach you, and it's going to be sometimes a little bit tough. I'm going to coach you in what you're doing with your life, how you're responding with your life. What's interesting, if I ask people, and I'm talking with people to try to get the most out of their life, the first thing I'm going to ask them and I'm going to say to them is, do you want it soft? Do you want it medium? Or do you want it hard? How do you want it? Soft, medium, or hard? And so I'm going to ask you this morning, Whip, how do you want it? Do you want it soft, medium, hard? Now, say what you always say.
Well, we're talking about instruction here on our time management, so I just say yes.
You want it? Want it tough?
Yeah, I want it tough. For it.
Most people, and I say this. Most people, we've been trained that we want it soft and
easy. Like, give it to me easy.
Yeah. So what I want to do is I want to get to the core issue, and what I mean by the core issue is where do we fall off on this? I mean, how do we get off the train on this time management? And I'm going to start off with a question. And the question is simply this: what is the biggest mistake that we make as human beings on a weekly basis, a daily basis, hourly basis? What is the biggest mistake we make, whether that's in our finances, whether that's with our church, our family? What is the biggest mistake we make? And I'm going to say to you listening, and I'm going to kind of be in your face this morning. I don't want to, but that's where we got to start, is many of us, we rush past the beginning. We take our life and we try to go to second, third, fourth base without doing the right things, the preparation behind the scenes that it's going to take to really have a great life. And I think that's where the mistake is made. So the first thing I'm going to recommend for you to do is not speed up, but slow down. Stop. Examine where you are. In fact, I would recommend you do that for all 8 areas of your life, Dan. I'd recommend you do that for all 8 areas of your life, listeners, Nancy, is take an evaluation of where you are in your life. I mean, really just stop and say, okay, what am I trying to accomplish? What am I trying to do with my life? Am I just wanting to get to second, third base, get through the day, so I say I've actually got through the day? And I'm going to say to you, stop it. Stop it right now. And slow down. Stop. and take inventory of your life. Take inventory of your finances. Take inventory of what you're doing with your time. Take inventory of how you're going about your day, your job, your career, your school, your relationships. How is that working for me? And I'm going to say to you right now, if you will stop and do that, you will begin to see, you'll begin to see something take place in your life you haven't seen before. And it's actually, it's kind of like this is where the first step starts, is to take inventory of what you have. And it's kind of, as Ms. Whipple and I were talking about today on the way in, it's kind of like training. What you're doing is you're training yourself. And you are looking, and this doesn't, Nancy, this crosses all lines, whether you're retired, whether you're in the prime of your career, whether you're just getting started, you're a student, it makes no difference. And so when you really take that look of what's going on in your life and you say, okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to work on me instead of everyone else. I'm going to start examining where I am. Not examining what the Democrats, Republicans are doing, examining what the weather's doing. We went into dinner last evening, and we were sitting down with someone, and they were talking about the weather. And they were focused so much on the weather that I'm thinking, you can't really even enjoy yourself because they were so concerned about the weather coming in. And I'm not making light of that. What I'm saying, though, is that you really have to kind of like get refocused. What are you focusing on? And the first thing we're going to focus on is training ourselves. See, no matter where you are, you're being trained. Dan, through life, you're being trained. You're being trained by what you listen to, by what you watch. You're being trained by sometimes well-meaning coaches, teachers. You're being trained by your boss. You're being trained by someone, your wife, your spouse, whoever. And so instead of being trained, I want to be the trainer. I want to start training who I am. I want to start training a better me. And that's where we get into time management. Because if you say to me, Mr. Whipple, what is the one of the most wasted commodities we have in the universe today? I'm going to say without a shadow of a doubt, it's wasting time. In fact, I think it's the second biggest waste that there is. And we have got so much to cover and so little time to do it, but we're going to do it today on the big day. We are so excited to be here. We have got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll see you back right after this break.
Life is 100% natural and at the same time, 100% spiritual. These are two overlapping realities that were never meant to be separated. But the truth is, we separate them all the time. We often live in one reality and forget about the other. But not anymore. With our new book, The Big Day, you'll discover how to combine the wisdom of God with practical tools for success. And then watch all eight areas of your life flourish. For example, learn to walk in God's wisdom when planning for your future. Or exercise your muscles while you exercise your faith. As you practice both, you'll see just how naturally it comes. Today is the big day to make the most of both the natural and the spiritual aspects of life. It's time to lift the limitations on your level of abundance and walk in the fullness you were meant to enjoy. The Big Day by Robert W. Whipple. Buy your copy on Amazon today.
Major key alert. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com. Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Big Day. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
So again, another question as class is in session, and we're going to start getting into some of the meaty material, is what are you most amazed about, Mr. Whipple? I mean, if you said to me today, what amazes you more than anything? And I'm going to say to you, as you begin this self-reflection, as you begin to start looking at who you are, where your life is, what you're accomplishing in your life, the thing that amazes me more than anything, number one, other than God's grace, I would say, is how the small things can make the difference.
And how you got there.
Okay.
How did you get there?
Okay, explain. What do you mean, how you got there?
Well, we were talking about this on the way in from beautiful Fort Worth. So we were talking about how did you start this journey on time management, and how did you do that?
Yeah, that was like, that's a small thing, but it's amazing. I remember the first time that I was introduced to time management, it was like, I thought, wow, you mean I can actually do something with my time? I can actually plan it. I can actually organize it. And I remember that ERA, it was a real estate company, had these little books, and they were paper books, and they had little time management slots in them where you could actually organize and plan your day. And I started using that. In fact, kind of a funny story with that is when I first was introduced to that, and that was many, many years ago. And so I sat down with my dad, and I was talking with my dad, and I said, Dad, I tell you what I can do. I said, I'd like to come back and visit with you. He was at the store where he worked. And I said, I'd like to come back and visit with you. And I pulled out my time planner. And his eyes, Nancy, they got about this big. And I said, what about 3 o'clock next Tuesday? You know what he said? If you're going to schedule me like a blank train.
Then, the beep train.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, well, what's the big deal here? I mean, really, that's kind of like a good way to build your life. And so I realized that not everyone was going to be on board with this. In fact, when I'm talking this morning, a lot of you are saying to yourselves, you know, do I really need to talk about time management? And I'm going to say to you that you do. In fact, also on the way in that we were talking about this morning, and I like this part, is what is the purpose of a good time management program? Or what is the purpose of time management? And I like that. I like the part that you say, why am I even having a time management discussion? Why is class in session? And I'm going to tell you, if you think about this, and again, we're taking a step back, and we're analyzing, we're focusing in on our life. We're saying, we're taking inventory. I'm going to say to you, the reason why you want to have, I would say, excellent time management skill sets, and it's something that we're always working on, the number one reason you want to do that is to produce the highest and best use for your life. That's the bottom line. You want highest and best use to produce three things: efficiency, productivity, and profitability. That's what we're trying to accomplish here on the big day. And we're talking about how to build your life, steps that you can build your life. So the first step we're going to talk about are tools. And Nancy, I think one of the best tools I have ever discovered that in the most recent years is an app on my phone. It's called Easy Calendar. And it's one of the most comprehensive time management tool systems that I have ever used. And when I say comprehensive, I mean it covers everything. And I don't have any stock in Easy Calendar. I think it costs Dan like $1.99 to download on your phone. But in my opinion, it's about 3 to 4 times better than the time management app that comes with the phone. It's easy to use. You can set an appointment with 1 to 2 clicks. It aligns with your contacts. If you have birthday dates on your contacts, it'll go ahead and put that on your calendar. But I'm going to say it starts with that tool. In fact, I use my iPhone, my smartphone, as my time management tool. It's one of the major time management tools I have. It's like I can carry it with me everywhere I go. And it's simple, and it's strategic. It's easy to use, and I like easy. And, you know, when...
You're carrying your phone with you all the time. We're used to, we didn't have cell phones. Not everybody had cell phones carried with us all the time. And so you had a paper day timer that was about the size of a wallet or a little bit bigger than a wallet. And so you had all your scheduled times in there.
So let's put the shoe on the other foot. Okay,
yes.
Let's do that.
You have your phone with you all the time, so you have the Easy Calendar. And I even notice that when I book a flight, boom, it just shows up there. I don't even have to put that flight or number, the flight number, has flight number, time, everything.
That's a good segue to go into what I want to talk about.
Goes to that day.
Because there's nothing more frustrating. Okay, get ready. Nothing more frustrating in the world than to go into a department store and they're disorganized. Or to go to the doctor's office. Or to go to an appointment and they're always running late. I mean, it just kind of like frustrates you. And you can tell that they're not operating with a plan. In fact, they have little or no plan. And so that gives me the opportunity to get in to what we're going to talk about is ways you, the listener this morning, all of us, can start taking our life back. And these are ways that can revolutionize your life. That's the small things we're talking about. Now, I don't want you to listen to what I'm necessarily how I'm saying it. I want you to listen to the content of information that I'm going to be presenting to you this morning. And this is 27 ways to take your life back, or 27 ways to organize your life, 27 ways to be more productive, 27 ways to do something with your life, reach your highest and best use. That's what we're talking about today. How to do that with your life. And the good news is that you can do something about it today. It starts today, the big day. This big day is the ultimate preparation for your future. That's why this is the big day. That's why we're talking about, in class, how to take your life as it is now and produce excellence out of it. So I'm going to start with number one, and I like lists. So I have an actual list here in the studio, and I'm going to go down this list. And number one is to have a meeting with the CEO of the world every day. I am amazed, Nancy, Dan, how many people start their day without aligning themselves with the God of the universe. Why would you want to go out and not have wisdom in what you do? You remember we talked about in the very beginning of the show is how we always rush past the beginning. That's the number one mistake people make. I'm going to say you want God's wisdom on what you're doing. That's decisions you're making, how you're going to go about choosing what you're doing. This goes down to even the small decisions about how you prepare yourself in the morning. So you want the wisdom of God. So you just stop. And you don't have to get out on your hands and knees. You don't have to spend 15 minutes to 30 minutes to an hour in the Bible. Just stop and say, this is what I say, is thank you, God, I have your wisdom. Thank you, God, I have your wisdom for this radio show. Thank you, God, I have your wisdom for my family today. Thank you, God, I have your wisdom for this week up. That's as simple as it is. Now, you can get into more detail, but you start there, and you align your decisions with the CEO of the world, and I think that's the number one thing that you want to do. I think that's paramount. I think that's critical, and if you do that, you're going to begin to see something happen, and you do this throughout the day. You don't just like, okay, now I've got God in the morning. Now I'm just going to ignore him the rest of the day. You do this through your work, through any meeting you may have. Let's say you're going to go to a counseling session. Thank you, God, I have your wisdom. Let's say you're going to go to exercise. Yesterday morning when I was with my trainer, I said, thank you, God, I have your wisdom on how to do this the best way. And that may seem so simple, but it is like life-altering. It's changing you on the very core. Big time, major. So start with meeting with the CEO of the world every day. You want that because that puts things in the right perspective, number one. So let's get to number two. Let's talk about designated appointments. And we're going to talk about, Nancy, having appointments for all eight areas of your life. Now, this may be a little bit overwhelming. You may say, well, I'm having a tough time just having appointments in one or two areas of my life. You mean I'm going to have appointments in all eight areas of my life? And again, I'm going to say in your face, absolutely yes. That's where you want to start. So what you want to do is you want to take each of the eight areas of your life. And if you're not sure of the eight areas, just go on our website, www.readyforthebigday.com. if you say, well, I don't know if I want to start with eight, I'm going to say you've got to. This is the paramount thing, because you want to start with the right foundation. You get the right foundation, and people may have really great success in one area, then in two, maybe even three. They may be very successful financially. They may be retired. They may have success in this area, but the other areas are dropping off. Now, I want to say something right here, very important. We're not talking about balance. You hear people talk about balance a lot. Balance is unrealistic. I know that goes contrary to what people are trying to teach and preach in the marketplace today, but balance is unrealistic, because there are going to be times in your life like that your life is going to be out of balance. But it doesn't mean that you ignore the other seven or five or four areas of your life. So what you want to do is you want to go to work on having appointments for all eight areas of your life. So tell me how that works, Mr. Whipple. I'm glad you asked. So we're going to start with, let's say, for an appointment, and let's talk about, let's just take one area. Let's talk about your hobbies. Now, I believe hobbies is a great thing. One of my hobbies is to go to ball games. Last Monday night, I went to the national championship of two great college basketball teams. It was powerful. It was Villanova, and they were are still one of the greatest college basketball teams to ever play, and they were playing Michigan. Now, you would say, you mean you actually had an appointment to go do that? Absolutely. Now, but that served as several things. That served as training. That served as hobby. That served as rest. So really, that appointment was, it covered three or four things in my life, but that was an appointment. What about like going through the day and having a mini vacation? That is really good. And I believe everyone, in the sound of my voice, if you have a busy, active day, you need to have little mini vacations throughout the day. That's a scheduled appointment. Prayer time. Now, here's one. Lights on, lights off. Please tell me you're kidding me. Please tell me you're kidding me. You actually are going to write down an appointment, lights on and lights off, and I'm going to say, you mean you don't?
You don't?
And why would you want to do that? I mean, like every Sunday evening, Ms. Whipple and I, we sit out and we make our calendar for the week. And for approximately 4 to 5 to 6 days a week, we have a lights on and lights off. Why would we do that, Whip?
Well, that way we know exactly what our schedule's going to be. And we don't just like, okay, we're going to go to bed at whatever time and we're going to get up at whatever time, because we have appointments, what we're going to do, when we're going to exercise, and actually when we're going to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah, but I'm talking about lights on right now, okay? So
yes.
What is the main purpose of lights on? I want to have so much rest. You need to have rest, right?
Yeah, you have to have a certain amount of rest.
Yeah, and so I want to have that scheduled. I want to act like my life is important.
I really should have a certain amount of rest. You don't want to be around me if I haven't.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's
that could
accurate
be a little
data.
Grumpy. Yeah,
accurate yeah. Data. We won't get into that right now. A little grumpy, mate.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I'm going to say you want to start analyzing and start putting down appointments for all eight areas of your life. Now, you just start with 1 to 2 to 3 areas and let it start rolling into 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 to 8 areas. And I'm going to tell you, one of my favorite appointments every week is to sit down and talk about, or have an appointment with myself about money. And what I'm doing is, this is an appointment that I set down every single week to go over my financial wealth plan. It's actually a designated appointment. And I heard that one time by someone that had a high net worth, and they said every week they set an appointment with themselves to go over their financial plan. They actually have an appointment, just like you would have at the doctor's office, and they sit down and they'll take that appointment and they'll work that appointment. They'll study their finances. They'll read great information, articles, books. they'll start to analyze what they're doing with their finances, and they're on purpose with their finances. I'm going to say less than 2 to 3% of the people across America today have financial appointments with themselves weekly. And this is like life-changing right there again. We keep using the word life-changing, but I can't say it strong enough. Start scheduling appointments for all 8 areas of your life. That's very important. And I know that concept seems a little bit overwhelming in the beginning, but it's not. It's actually really, really good. And speaking about really good, we have to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to get in to step number 3 in 27 ways to take back your life.
Hello, I'm Robert Whipple, author, husband, grandfather, and entrepreneur. So here lies the question. Have you ever noticed that life is like a human obstacle course? I have. That is why it is my privilege and honor to introduce to you The Big Day, a best-selling book which includes over 35 years of tested principles that I've used in my own life and business, overcoming obstacles myself, which covers, by the way, very important, all 8 areas of your life. The Big Day will give you a decided advantage. It's like your own personal coach. It teaches you step-by-step systems that puts the odds in your favor with realistic expectations to win big in life every time. You can purchase a copy on Amazon today. Simply search for it, The Big Day by Robert Whipple. It's a game changer, I promise you.
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an extreme flash flood.
Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. Talk to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Big Day. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
So let's get into the next area about your time management, and let's talk about mapping. And this is mapping out your plan to give the to put the odds in your favor. And that's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to make our life perfect, but what we're looking at is trying to say, okay, what puts the odds in my favor to win big today, to make the most out of this day? So we're going to talk about the actual mapping of a time management system. So your mapping really consists of 4 areas, okay? We just covered one, and that's setting dedicated appointments. And that's what you would put on your easy calendar. That's what you would put on your calendar to say, okay, that's what you would do as a designated time for each of the 8 areas of your life. So number 1 is your appointments. Now, Nancy, when we sit down at the beginning of each week and we look at different appointments we want to set, one of my favorite appointments that I set up with you in the mapping of our time management system is sitting down and having dinner. That's really big to me. Lights on, lights off is good, but I really like the time we sit down or we have breakfast. And we set a designated time and we hold ourselves to that. And that way we're just sitting down and having time together. And we actually have that written down.
Well, yes, because you could just get busy and you never have that time of fellowship with each other. And I know growing up, we always had dinner together. And I think it brought us closer as a family.
It did. And it makes you, again, think about what you're thinking about. And we talked about training. And as I said earlier, you're either being trained by the world or you're being trained. Or you're training. And I like to go to work training me. And that's the whole purpose of, or one of the major purposes of a great time management system is I'm training who I am. The next area of mapping is your EGT list. Now, your EGT list is a things that you need to do that doesn't have a designated time. So first we have your appointments. You got that, everyone? Second is your EGT list. Or your to-do list. We call it EGT because it's called Expect Great Things. But you have a to-do list. So how does that work, Mr. Whipple? What tools do you use on that? I've tried them all. And I'm going to go back to my iPhone. And you have an app on your iPhone that's called Notes. And I call it my to-do list, my EGT list. And I put everything that does not have a designated appointment on my life in and on my iPhone under the notes. And I basically put them in three categories, A, B, and C. A is your highest priority, B, medium priority, and C, lower priority. So you see what's happening is I don't have to remember anything. I don't have to try to study things out. I don't have to try to look and say, okay, what am I going to be doing with my life? If something that I need to do that doesn't have a designated time comes into my life, it automatically goes on my appointment or it goes on my EGT. Very, very important. Then the third area of mapping is your goals. Now, we're going to get into goals next week with Jason Ward. And folks, you've got to listen to that. This is going to be powerful. But the whole purpose of a goals or a goals program, Nancy, is it bridges the gap between the expectations or the law of attraction and what's really going on in your life. It's like a bridge. Goals bridge the law of expectations. So that's the third area of mapping. And then the fourth area of your planning is your checklist. You should have checklists, different checklists throughout the day. Like, for example, when I'm traveling, and I'll be traveling tomorrow to Atlanta, I'm going to have a checklist of packing my bag. In fact, when I go home today, I'll pull out a checklist, and it actually is a checklist of everything I'm going to need for that trip. So let's go over the four areas of mapping. Number one is appointments. Two is your EGT list. That is your to-do list. Three, your goals plan. And four, your checklist. So that's the four areas of planning. So the next area we're going to talk about, the 27 ways to take back your life, is how much time do I spend in planning? And how does that work? And I'm going to say the Big Day system, in my opinion, is one of the best there is in the marketplace. It's real simple. And this is how you plan. This is how easy this is. Number one, every evening, take about 10 to 15 minutes and plan the next day. Just get in the habit of that. Every evening, you plan out what you're doing. Your appointments.
Right. Kind of go over your next day, what you're going to be doing.
Your to-do list, yes.
Right.
Everything like that. So that's the first thing. And so you get the habit. It's kind of like you're training yourself in these habits of planning your next day. And I use my easy calendar again. I go over my appointments, and I go over what I need to do. That go over my to-do list, pick out the top five things I want to accomplish on my to-do list. And so what I'm doing is I'm taking my life back. Now, how simple this may sound, even how boring sometimes it may sound, it is a altering factor in your life. It is an altering avenue. It changes what you're doing. It changes what you're thinking about. Remember when I said at the beginning of class, that to start taking inventory, it starts making you think proactive, premeditating your life. The third area of time planning, or the second area, the first is the night before. The second is every Sunday evening, take about 30 minutes, turn everything off, 30 minutes to 45 minutes, and plan your week.
Well, it's a little bit of work in the beginning of the week to have calm for the rest of the week instead of, you know, feeling like you're like the hamster running around in the wheel.
Victory. So, yes. Yeah, we had a hamster named Victory. He would get up every day. He'd run just as fast as he could in this wheel. He'd sleep.
Well, mostly he got up super early.
Yeah, and then he would run. But that's the way most of us treat our lives. So this is the time management system that we want to use. So number one is the night before. Two is the Sunday night. You want to spend about 30 minutes planning your week. And then number three, you make an appointment with yourself approximately around the 15th of each month to plan the next month. And that normally takes anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour. And what are you planning? You're planning any appointments that you may know that you have. Again, what you're doing, and the whole purpose of me doing this every week is I'm training myself. What you're doing, Dan, Nancy, listeners, you're training yourself in taking your life back. Acting like your life is really important. It is. In fact, you were created more than just to go out and have a job. You were created for great things. You have a purpose in your life, a real purpose to do something with today. And so what you're doing is you're saying, you know what? I'm going to get serious with my life. So, one, the night before, two, every Sunday evening on the 15th of each month, and then I'm going to go into number four. That's the ultimate. And that's typically on the first quarter, the first typically Wednesday, Thursday of each quarter, I plan the next 12 months. Now, I know that's a little heavy. That's like lifting a heavy weight, but that's my four time planning systems. So see how simple this is? So I'm going to back up and just recap this. Number one, we're going to have our mapping. Our mapping consists of four areas: our appointments, our to-do list, our goals plan, and our checklist. So it's like an airplane pilot. Anytime an airplane pilot, if I was getting ready to take a flight today and I was going tomorrow, as I am, and if I saw that pilot not using a checklist, I'm going, nah, that's not the plane I want to take.
Yeah, let me off.
Yeah. I want them to have a checklist of everything that they're doing. So, again, appointments, to-do list, your goals plan, which bridges the law of expectations, and four, your checklist. Now we're going to get into when you plan. Okay, really important. When do you plan? The four times. Number one, the night before, 15 minutes before. Sunday night, for about 30 minutes for the following week. On the 15th of each month, you plan for the next 30 days. And then on the first week of each quarter, typically that Tuesday or Wednesday, I'll take 3 or 4 hours. And I will plan totally for the next 12 months. So see how simple that is? Can you just see how this can start changing what you're doing? And you're going, I don't need to be that complicated with my life. It seems like that's complicating my life. It's not. In the beginning, it looks like it's going to be complicated, but it's really not. It's going to start to give you more time than you've ever had before. And it's going to start giving you avenues, and things are going to start opening up just as you start this process. Well, I tell you, I'm enjoying this. I think this is really good. I think this is something that needs to be taught in every classroom and every pulpit across America. Just what we're talking about here. That's how to take your life back, and that's what we're talking about. We have one more commercial break, and then we'll be right back with the finish of the big day. We're talking about 27 ways you as a human being can take your life back and actually accomplish great things with your life.
If you are looking for a book that makes you think about things in a different way, or one that inspires you to make changes in your everyday life, whether in your faith or how you increase your level of success in business, The Big Day is a book that covers it all. Combining both natural and spiritual principles, best-selling author Robert W. Whipple has gathered resources from over 35 years of personal and business experience. The Big Day is packed with self-help tips, tools, concepts, and strategies that will revolutionize the way you see yourself and your life. Don't limit yourself or hinder your potential. It's time to step out as the successful leader that you were meant to be. Order your copy of The Big Day on Amazon today.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman to save money. You just need feedthepig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Big Day. Here's your host, Robert W. Whipple.
As we said at the beginning of The Big Day, we talked about our website. I'm going to recommend that you go to our website, www.readyforthebigday.com. We have a lot of good information. We cover the eight areas of your life. We also put together something without trying to sound like an infomercial. And I would, first off, I'd recommend that you go to The Big Day or go to Amazon, look up The Big Day by Robert Whipple, order your book. It's the best $12 you could ever spend. But we also made a offer to people we've never done before on The Big Day. And that is that, and the reason I'm doing this, Nancy, is I'm so convinced that The Big Day, the book, can change your life, that we're going to offer for the first time ever on The Big Day for our first 10 listeners that don't call, but go on our website and register, that we'll send you an electronic version absolutely at no charge on The Big Day. So that's what we're talking about.
That's a really awesome deal. Yes.
Yeah, it's good. So let's get into some other areas that you can take your life back. And I'm just going to hit down several of them pretty quick. And I'm going to say number one, well, let me go. It's actually number seven. So number seven, see your time as a seed. See your time as a seed. See your time as it's actually accomplishing something. Here's another one. Learn the art of politely saying no, thank you. You know, you don't have to be so busy. In fact, if you were looking and I were looking at your schedule today, at your day, I'm going to say there's about 30% of your schedule, items on your to-do list, things that you have, you need to eliminate. You're just way too busy. And you're thinking, well, I thought we're talking about how to get more done. I am telling you how to get more done. First, take a step back, analyze what you're doing, look at what you're doing, and then start to eliminate stuff off your life. I mean, that's just wonderful. I love that. Another thing is don't gossip, argue, or debate. I could say that again. Don't gossip, argue, or debate. Don't sit and debate people, try to give people your opinion. You don't have to do that. It's not your job to go around and try to change everyone's concepts, ideals, precepts, whatever they want to think about. That's not your job. Here's another one, and this is a good one. Exercise a minimum of 4 times a week. And you're going, how does that work in the time management? Folks, it gives you time. I'd recommend you do 2 core and 2 cardio a week. It changes your week from the standpoint of having the strength. And this is something we work very hard at.
Well, might I recommend that? Because I have scheduled different times to exercise. And I think the best time is very early in the morning. Because for me personally, if I don't exercise early in the morning, forget it. It's not. Because then people start calling and you have things you have to do. You have your to-do list and you just have to do it early. You know, I've seen people where they say, I had somebody call me the other day and she's a trainer and she wanted to see if I wanted to train in the evening. I said, no, I don't want to train in the evening. But number one, it kind of gets it revs your body up.
Metabolism.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so, and I have opportunity anyway, I'm going to sleep, so I don't want to do anything that's going to rev up my body and my metabolism. And anyway, so that's just my input on time management. Mm-hmm. Is to do your exercise super early in the morning, because then that way it's out of the way. You come home, you have breakfast, you get ready for the day, and you're ready to do your schedule.
Don't live in the wrong time zone. If you think about how much energy you live your life today, if you think about how much energy you exert living in the wrong time zone, okay, Mr. Whipple, what is the wrong time zone? Great question. I'm glad you asked that. The two worst time zones that you can live in, and I see it every day.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay, is number one, the past. Wait a minute, you can learn from the past. About 95% of everything that you get from the past is not that productive. Okay, 90%. I think it's 95%. In fact, I read someplace in the Bible, it's Paul said, he said, if there's one thing I can tell you, forget what lies behind. Get out of the time zone. Stop living in the past. Your past does not define who you are. Number two is living in the future, the dread of the future. Living, okay, oh my gosh, what do we have to do tomorrow? I'm going to be so busy. I'm going to say live today. understanding that your day, again, is the ultimate preparation for your tomorrow, but I think that's really important. Look for ways to say fewer words. What a concept. You don't have to say everything that you think. I love that. Another one is declutter your home. Go through your home. Start looking for ways that you can get rid of stuff. I mean, that's big for us. I love that. Set time limits on certain tasks, especially when you're on the phone. I know this is a tough one. Another one is put everything back in its place. Start to put things back in its place, your keys. Limit, here's a tough one, limit the time that you spend in front of the training tube. What do you mean the training tube? Television. It's training you to what to think, what to believe. Limit your time. Limit how much time you're going to spend surfing the web, especially on social media. That's a big one.
Yes, I heard one of the Shark Tank guys say, it doesn't make you any money.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that totally, but I get the concept. I think what you're saying is right.
I know what he was saying.
Yeah. So I like that.
And yeah, if you're just putzing on social media for a long time, that it's not really doing you any money. It's not making you any money.
Yeah. So I think the bottom line here is, Nancy, that what we're talking about are ways that you can look at taking your life back, listed in the Big Day. You know, there's probably 15 to 20 checklists just in the Big Day that talk about what to do with your life. And you go, well, that just sounds like you're programming yourself. And in a sense, what you are, because you're either being programmed or you're doing the programming. And it's your choice. You're either living your day like a balloon, hot air balloon, going through the day, whatever way the wind blows, right, left, up, north, south, east, west, or you're saying, you know what, I'm going to be proactive, and I'm going to take my day back. And we're not talking about just one area. We're talking about your health plan, your career. What if I'm retired? That's your career right now. Doesn't mean you're just going to go home and blow out. Your health, career, wealth. How about your thinking? Go to work on your thinking. If you say to me, what is one of the most important appointments you have every single week? Go ahead and ask me. What is the most important appointment you have, one of the most important appointments you have every single week? Again, good question. I'm going to say it's my PLA, going to work on my thinking, on purpose every single day. In fact, the first thing I do when I get up in the morning is I plug in a PLA. I'm trying to get my thinking changed. So that's an appointment. That's an area. Your family and friends, those are appointments. Those are big-time appointments. Your rest plan. That's why I have LO. Lights on, lights off. I want to get a certain amount of rest. Could I do that every day? Not necessarily every day. There are certain days. I'm not throwing out the baby with the bathwater. What I'm saying is, what I'm doing is starting to get my life in some sort of norm so I can reach my highest potential, so I can reach my highest and best use, so I can be effective instead of just getting on the treadmill of life. Another one is your hobbies plans. I love to go to work on my hobbies. And then my spiritual plan. That's big. That's really, really big. So here we have the eight areas of your life. We have your system that we're using. Your system is your appointments. I'm going to go over this, your to-do list, your goals plan. Why a goals plan? It bridges the gap of the law of expectations. Then your checklist. So how much time should I spend in planning? Every evening, 15 minutes. If you're not doing that, start training yourself to do that every single week, every single day. Then once a week on Sunday evening, turn everything off. Get by yourself. Get with your family. Get your plan out. Start planning appointments, your to-do list, things you need to accomplish. Use your iPhone. Use your notes. Use your easy calendar. Start setting appointments. Again, again and again and again. You're training yourself. Then on the 15th of each month, you start planning out that next month. So on the 15th of April, I'm going to be planning out the month of May. And then on the first week of each quarter, I'm planning out the year. Folks, this has been amazing. I wished I had 3.5 hours to just talk about the details of time management. But I hope that you started, seeing something with your life as we begin discussing opening up the world of possibilities and opening up your highest and best use in every area of your life. Really enjoyed our time this morning. Nancy, thank you so very much for joining me. And thank you, Dan, for all the work behind the scenes. Great show next week. Jason Ward, we're going to be talking about bridging the gap to the world of possibilities. We'll see you next week here on The Big Day.
Hello, this is Robert Whipple, author of the newly released The Big Day. I wanted to introduce to you Daniel DePinto.
Thanks, Robert. I'm a student at Texas Tech University. I want to take 60 seconds to tell you about a book that has changed my life, The Big Day. Now, this book is unlike any other book I've ever read. It combines humor and valuable insight in order to create a truly inspiring and life-changing guide to living a life that's above and beyond. I guarantee that if you read this book and study the principles taught, like I did, then you'll become a better leader of yourself and others. You will feel better physically. You'll be more disciplined, and your relationships will grow stronger. The Big Day is by Robert W. Whipple. Buy your copy on Amazon today. It will change your life.
The preceding